before we move on, I just, I'm going to get my calendar here. Hold on. Yeah. Next week, on March 31st, Saturday, March 31st, we're going to do something totally different on the net. I'm going to allow solid-state radios to come in on the net, but there's a caveat. Your radio must be at least 20 years old. I know this is a big change, and it's really going to upset some people. The tubesters out there, the diehards, of which I used to be one, but I've had a change of heart. I've had a change of heart after a lot of pressure and a meeting of the executive committee of the Vintage Single Sideband Net in special committee this week. After some alcohol consumption and some meditation, I've decided to allow solid-state radios. I know this is going to be hard. This is going to be a hard pill to swallow, and no pun intended, but I'm going to allow solid-state radios to check in on March 31st, next Saturday. So those people that are listening, those that have been shut out by me and others on this net running ICOM 735s and Kenwood TS-180s and things like that, radios that are 20 years old and completely solid state that have digital readouts and fluorescent displays and 8-pin microphone connectors will be allowed on this net on Saturday, March 31st next week. And believe it or not, I will be running the net using a Kenwood TS-440 next week. So there you go. I got it out. It's out in the open. Toss it around. But remember, it's just not my decision. It's due to the pressure that I've been receiving, the midnight phone calls, the pornographic emails and other things that I've been getting, the slash tires, my car being damaged. But, you know, I'm beyond that now. I've succumbed to the pressure, and the executive committee has okayed it. We put our stamp of approval. So warm up your Kenwoods and Yaesus next week. But it has to be 20 years old.